Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the good stuff on great radio stations out there like Brookings, South Dakota's KBRK 1430 AM.
And stations like Sturgis, South Dakota, KBHB 810 AM, 105.5 FM.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out the website, visitvalentine.com or visitvalentine.org. Either one, it'll get you to the same spot. Check out 50 things to do, and you can still get a couple of those things done this summer, or maybe this fall you're booking a hunting trip or a fishing trip. So check that out online as well. Finishing up this weekend, the Nebraska Star Party in the International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska at Merritt Reservoir. So check it all out. Visit valentine.com.
Did you hear that? No? Well, that actually was the sound of opportunity, but it's like a steer in the night. It's elusive, but it's still there. Tri-State Livestock News, the Rancher's Bible, covering every facet of agriculture every week. That's what they say about Tri-State Livestock News. They're the bridge between buyers and sellers day in, day out. Want to rope in that opportunity? Visit TSLN.com and get the lay of the land firsthand. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
This Saturday in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota, it's the 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's a saddle bronc match at the Open A Angus Arena, and it starts at 1 o'clock Saturday. That, of course, is Mountain Time. Exit 7 off Interstate 94. Go to hotrnd.com for more details about the Champions Ride in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota.
It has come to the point where it is time that I share the magic bank account.
The magic bank account that never goes empty.
That's right. It's sent by Donna Howland. Imagine that you won the following prize in a contest. Each morning, your bank would deposit $86,400 in your private account for your use. However, this prize has rules. Everything that you didn't spend during each day would be taken away from you. You may not simply transfer money into some other account. You may only spend it. Each morning, upon awakening, the bank opens your account with another $86,400 for that day. The bank can end the game without warning. At any time, it can say, game over. It can close the account and you will not receive a new one. What would you personally do? You would buy anything and everything you wanted, right? Not only for yourself, but for all the people you love and care for, even for people you don't know because you couldn't possibly spend it all on yourself, right? You would try to spend every penny and use it all because you knew it would be replenished in the morning, right? Actually, this game is real. Each of us is already the winner of this prize. We just can't seem to see it. The prize is time. Each morning we awake to receive 86,400 seconds as a gift of life. And when we go to sleep at night, any remaining time is not credited to us. What we haven't used up that day is forever lost. Yesterday is forever gone. Each morning the account is refilled, but the bank can dissolve your account at any time without warning. So what will you do with your 86,400 seconds? Those seconds are worth so much more than the same amount in dollars. Think about it and remember to enjoy every second of your life because time races by so much quicker than you think. So take care of yourself. Be happy, love deeply, and enjoy life. Here's wishing you a wonderful and beautiful day. Start spending and don't complain about getting old.
I have something from Otto Rosefeld from his Rusty Bits and Pieces. And again, I think I remember this was 1993. And it's called the Snubbin Post. This is something a little more thought-provoking. The Snubbin Post, so strong and smooth, stood all alone and did not move. 'Twas anchored deep and had no brace. Still did its job with style and grace. 'Twas kicked and scarred, choked down and struck, dumped on, wet on in the muck. Still, it stood there true and proud. Too bad it couldn't speak out loud. Just like that snubbin' post alone, I've tried so many years, anchored deep in my belief in choking silent tears. Even though the job is tough, with nothing left to chance, I'd rather be a snubbin' post than one just in the fence. The Snubbin Post from Otto Rosefeld here on the program. If you have something to share with us, we invite you to send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. And we always like to get new things to bring to you here on The Good Stuff.